Thank you so much. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mike from Dallas.
Hey, Mike, how are things in Dallas?
Very nice.
I bet. So what do you do there?
I work at an auction house.
What do you auction?
Well, we auction everything, but I work in the sports memorabilia department.
Sports memorabilia, so things like shirts and cards and...
Sure, and signed baseballs, but, you know, our company does everything. Dinosaur bones.
Really?
Things like that.
What sport is that?
Mike, it is nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Mike's topic?
I always say, when life gives you lemons, rub them in the open wound of an enemy.
So things don't always work out the way we want, but it's how we respond to that adversity that defines us. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people overcoming disappointment and inspiring the world. Choose the true story, and you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
First, let's hear from Peter Gross.
Paris, France will always be able to attract visitors with its museums, restaurants, and aloof French women who won't talk to you no matter how many semesters of French you took in college. But how do less desirable European cities cash in on tourist dollars? Well, the mayor of Groningen, Holland, has found the answer. Groningen is one of those unfortunate industrial towns that had its heyday after World War II, but has been slowly decaying ever since, and last month, a Dutch newspaper dubbed it the ugliest city in Holland. So, Mayor Jan van Omen decided to make it official. We started advertising that Groningen really is the ugliest city in Holland, said Mayor van Omen, and that people should come and see for themselves just how unattractive our town really is. The few intrepid residents who remained pitched in with the uglification efforts. They put avocado green wall-to-wall shag carpeting in public buildings. They made everyone in town wear light blue denim shirts and dark blue denim pants. All the men grew soul patches and mullets. And just last week, they opened an Olive Garden franchise. Soon, the town was a real crap hole, and curious tourists, they couldn't stay away. They have made more than enough money to repair the town, but are in a bit of a bind. Said Mayor van Omen, if we actually fix Groningen, I'm not sure people will come. We could really use the money, though. It's an interesting place to visit, but nobody wants to live here anymore.
The ugliest town in Holland. Next up, a story of doing what you can with what you've got comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Like so many basketball fans, Toby Stevens' March Madness bracket was busted badly by the second round, and he lost his bet to best friend Jack Kane. Which is why the Rice University business major was wearing boxer shorts on his head to Monday's final game in Houston. Was he embarrassed? Well, sure. Did the CBS cameras love it? You bet. They showed Stevens at least four times during the broadcast. Is he now a budding internet entrepreneur? Well, yes. By the time he got home from the game, Stevens' inbox had more than 1,000 fan emails, including an offer from a venture capitalist to launch a, quote, head boxers business. In the last 3 days, Stevens has created a website and sold more than 5,000 units at $10 each, available in 100% cotton or comfy poly blend. His motto, think outside the box, or...
Having to wear boxers on one's head leads to a business opportunity. Your last story of making the best of a bad situation comes from Tom Beaudet.
Every little girl dreams of having her very own jumping show cow. Or is that just Regina Mayer of Laufen, Germany? Actually, it wasn't even her. Regina, like anyone else, wanted a horse to ride around the family's farm in southern Germany. Nine horse, said her parents. Ja horse, said Regina. Nine horse, ja horse. Undoubtedly went the debate until little Reggie gave up and turned her attention to Luna, the cow. Four legs, big head, flanks. Luna was closer to a horse than to nothing, so she went about training Luna to perform like one. With tips from a cow expert in Switzerland, where they have such things as cow experts, Luna was soon allowing Regina to ride her and even gracefully jumping painted fence rails. Annie Wiltofsky, who trains cows near Zurich, said Luna's talents are not surprising and that historically it was quite common to ride cows. Never mind the forgotten exploits of the mounted Swiss Army cow brigades or the stirring battle cry, "My kingdom for a cow." Regina and Luna are happy to make their own history galloping through the Edelweiss, a girl and her cow.
All right. Mike.
Yeah.
Here are your choices from Peter Gross, How the Ugliest Town in Holland Tried to Turn That into a Reason for Tourists to Come There. From Roxanne Roberts, How a Guy Who Was Forced to Wear Boxer Shorts on His Head in Public Realized that That Could Be a Hot-Selling Headwear Item. Or from Tom Baudet, How a Girl Who Was Not Allowed to Have a Show Horse Like She Wanted Made Do with a Show Cow. Which of these is a real story of someone making the best of a bad situation?
I'm going to go with Peter's story.
You're going to go with Peter's story about the ugliest town in Holland. Any particular reason?
Once you get an Olive Garden, it's all downhill from there.
That was the telling detail. I understand. Makes sense to me. Well, actually, this true story got a lot of news coverage, and here is an excerpt from some of that coverage.
Jumping cows may be the stuff of folklore, but in the real world, this one can be found leaping through the German countryside.
That was from an Al Jazeera English report on Luna the Jumping Cow.
Unbelievable.
It is, in fact, unbelievable. When you see this, you will think that the whole thing is a hoax. But no, she's out there jumping around on a cow. So clearly, as you have no doubt figured out, it was Tom who had the real story. Sadly, you did not win, but you didn't earn a point for Peter for his Olive Garden laden.
That's good enough.
Yep. Down.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy those breadsticks.
Thanks.
Ah, ye grass, and I moo all day. I'm a cow.
I'm a cow.
I'm a cow.
I'm a cow.
I eat green grass, and I give white milk. I'm a cow.
I'm a cow.
I'm a cow.